choice.
Words personifying the plural, multiple, liquid, fluid, female present. Throughout Finnegan's wife there are hundreds and hundreds of rivers. The river Liffey kind of runs through the whole book from the very first sentences. I think the first word is river run.
River run past Eve and Adams, from swerve of shore to bend of bay, brings us by a commodious vicus of recirculation back to Howth Castle and environs. In Finnegan's wake, Joyce imagines the city and its buildings as masculine, Dublin's River Liffey as feminine. The river brings us to the city. The final page returns us to the sea and returns to the opening lines. Away, alone, lost, alas, a loved along the river run, past Eve and Adams, swerve of shore to Bentham Bay, brings his mind. Finnegan's wake never ends, but is a recirculation, like a river, endlessly repeated, starting and ending with the same sentence. But it is never the same. You may never step into the same Finnegan's wake twice. For while the words never change, you do. You do. When James Joyce wrote Finnegan's Wake, he no longer believed he was simply writing a book, but performing a work of magic. Though it could be argued that all art is a work of magic. For classical civilizations, rivers were supernatural in origin. To cross a river was to cross between two worlds, often to the land of the dead. Our thoughts flow like a river, a stream of consciousness. We brook no opposition, pool our resources, we plunge into things, we dip our toes, our thoughts bubble up. But as a river reaches the sea, does it really end there? The river is both linear and cyclical, the line and the circle. With the river, we are bearing witness to past, present, and future simultaneously.